I looked up the number one song of 2021, okay, when it comes to Christian music being downloaded or listened on Spotify, okay? So I went to the different lists. This is the number one song for 2021. It's called Gyra, okay? And it's by Stephen Furtick. Really, it should be Stephen Heretic, if you ask me. This guy, literally, in preaching, he was getting so fired up and yelling and screaming, and he was just saying, like, you know how, like, God's in you? And then he's just like, I am God Almighty.
I'm not in covenant with a person. I'm not in covenant with a political party. I'm in covenant with God Almighty. I am God Almighty.
And he didn't say, like, oops. You know, he didn't, like, realize that what he just said is probably one of the most blasphemous things you could possibly say. And he's been called out multiple times. I don't even know if he's even apologized for it. I think he might even believe it. I don't know. The guy is such a wicked false prophet, a false teacher, okay? And number one, that's going to make me really skeptical of any music coming from that kind of a source. But it doesn't shock me that since he loves to just take on God's names for himself, that then he writes a whole song trying to use God's name and doesn't even use it right. Because nowhere in the Bible is God just called Jireh. He's called Jehovah Jireh in one place. But again, this to me is a lot of these people, they'll pray, and instead of saying, like, Heavenly Father, they'll be like, Daddy, you know, or something like that, or Papa, or something. And it's like, that just seems really disrespectful. You know, when you go around and you're not using the actual title, you know, whenever I talk to my dad, I don't say, hey, Trey. You know, I say, you know, Dad or Father. I use a title for him because it's kind of disrespectful to use your parents' first name and walk around and just act like they're just, you know, just your buddy or something like that. It's better to use a respectful title or respectful name. So just by the title alone, I'm already offended, okay? But I'm not going to go too deep on that. I want to focus on what I just brought up, word content, okay? And this is how I believe you can tell if a song is a good song or not, is you read the lyrics. Because if I cannot feel spirit-filled by simply reading the lyrics, there's a problem with the song. Because if I read the Psalms, you know what I feel constantly? Filled with the Spirit of God. Hey, there's no music when I'm reading. You know, it doesn't come alongside with a track that I put in when I'm reading the Psalms, yet I feel the Spirit of God coming upon me. I feel filled with the Spirit of God when I'm reading Psalms. I mean, the Psalms are some of the greatest chapters of the Bible, and it's music. You have to realize that's literally just sheet music in a sense, or it's just the lyrics of a song, yet it doesn't even feel like it's just lyrics of a song. It feels like it's just a perfectly packaged chapter of the Bible, because that's how great the content is, the word content. It makes you filled with the Spirit of God. If I just read this, a lot of times when you just read, if you were just to literally read the lyrics of many of these hymns, you could actually be filled with the Spirit of God, and a lot of times they're containing the Word of God. So let's read his song and see how Spirit-filled you filled, okay? Let's see if you can just get filled totally with the Spirit from this. Jireh, you are enough. Jireh, you are enough, and I will be content in every circumstance. Jireh, you are enough, forever enough, always enough, more than enough, forever enough, always enough, more than enough. I'm already loved. I'm already chosen. I know who I am. I know what you've spoken. I'm already loved more than I can imagine. And that is enough. That is enough. That is enough. That is enough. That is enough, and that is enough. You are enough. You are enough. You are enough, so I am enough. Jireh, you are enough. Jireh, you are enough. I will be content in every circumstance. Jaira, you are enough. Now, how spirit-filled do you feel right now? I mean, enough. That was enough. I didn't read the whole song because it's just like nonsense. Look, this is not getting filled with the Spirit of God. In fact, it's complete junk by itself. The only way you can even enjoy that is by pairing it with a bunch of music that sounds good. Jaira's enough. That's not going to get you saved. You don't even know what that means. It sounds blasphemous even to say it, in my opinion, because you're not even using the whole name. You know, it's kind of like slang or something, you know? I'd rather say Jehovah Jireh if I want to reference God in that way, and I want to reference him in a reverent way. And you know what? I love the fact that when we go through a hymnal, we're getting hammered on all kinds of different doctrines. Hey, we're saved by his blood. Hey, it's just by believing. Hey, you say, well, that sounds simple. Yeah, here's a song to make it as simple as possible. Look at the second section and the first line. 'Tis recorded in his word, hallelujah, it is only that you look and live. Notice that word, only. You say, oh, you, Pastor Shelley, you're saying I only have to believe? Yeah, only have to look and live. Amen. Hey, in the Old Testament, there was a cool story where they lifted up a serpent on a stick, and if they got bit by a poisonous, venomous snake, which is sin, okay? Remember, there's a serpent in the garden, oh yeah, and he brought sin into the world, which is a picture of the serpent biting the children of Israel. You know, the only thing they had to do to survive was look and live. You know, he didn't say, quit committing fornication and live. Get baptized and live. Repent of your sins and live. Turn from all your sins and live. He said, look and live. He said, hey, all you have to do is just look to the cross. Just look to Jesus. Just have him impute his righteousness on your account. You just look and live. That's why I sing that song. You say, oh, it's not as cool. It's not as trendy as all the music and the drums and whatever. Yeah, but it's doctrinally superior. It's going to tell everyone how to get saved. And look, I like the tune. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. Hey, I love singing that song. I don't even think it's inferior from the music quality perspective. But even if it was, I'd still sing it because it's doctrinally superior, because it has spiritual lyrics today, not the junk that Stephen Furtick is going to come up with. What's the next song he's going to come up with? We're all God Almighty? And just beg God to just strike them with lightning bolts or something? Beg for God to just open up a hole and take them straight down into hell? No, I'm going to sing to his glory. I'm going to sing, all you have to do is look and live. That's what I'm going to sing.